Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live. We are live. We are live, people. And welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 76. And I'm your host, Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete turned online fitness coach. And I'm known around the world as a guy who helps men in their 40s, listen, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond get in the best shape of their life through naturally increasing testosterone by, you know, workouts, recovery, mindset, nutrition, the holistic way of naturally increasing testosterone, understanding the power of testosterone, and also understanding what's happening to our bodies. But this is what this podcast is all about. We talk about health. We talk about men's issues. We talk about everything to do with the over 40 alpha. And I'm so happy that you're here because we are in the midst of going through a series talking about testosterone and the importance of testosterone, specifically for us men as we reach, you know, mid-30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond, because our testosterone is our number one male hormone, and it gets demonized quite a bit specifically now. But on the flip side, testosterone levels are the lowest they've ever been, you know, in modern day history. You know, testosterone levels are about 25% lower than they used to be 30 years ago, and our estrogen levels are 40% higher. Now, we do need a little bit of estrogen. We need a little bit of estrogen because that is our sex hormone, right? We need it for our libido. We need it. You know, we do need a little bit of estrogen, but estrogen is a female hormone, and most men have too much estrogen. And so, specifically, well, in general, I mean, if men now have 40% more estrogen than they used to, then most men have, a lot more estrogen than they do testosterone. You know, this podcast is, and this series is about understanding testosterone a little bit more. Now, I'm not diving into the science and research behind it, because you can join my program, over40alpha.com, over40alpha.com, which is a complete program, workouts, nutrition, recovery. We talk sleep. We got weekly coaching, which is what this podcast episode is from. And that I'll give you research and science all day long, but most importantly, I'll give you proof because of the results that happen to these men day in and day out. You know, they take their testosterone scores every 90 days. Their testosterone naturally increases. The proof is in the pudding. But what I want to do is actually kind of give you surface. Like I don't want to dive too deep, but I want you to be, it's all about information awareness, right? And some people, there's guys out there who will dive deep for you. But for me, I just want you to be aware. Like when I talk about these things, like last podcast episode was about the signs of low testosterone. And there's millions and millions of men in the world that have had no clue that these were the signs of low testosterone as they're getting older, right? As there's millions and millions and millions of men who have no clue about the benefits of testosterone, which is what we're going to talk about today. We're going to go through 7 benefits of testosterone, why we need testosterone, and why the correlation between having high testosterone correlated with all the struggles that men have when they reach, let's just say 40. I mean, it kind of starts in the mid-30s, but 40s, you know, 50s, 60s, when you have all the signs of low testosterone, like you can't, like, you know, when guys come into my program, when guys come into the Over 40 Alpha program, they're coming in pretty much at their lowest point. They don't know what's going on. They've tried workouts. They've tried all these other programs. They've tried all these diets, you know, their joint pain. They literally have no clue what's happening. So they go on all of these diets, or they try different workout programs and still don't work. You know, they don't realize that, you know, they can't get rid of that belly fat. Why can't I get rid of that belly fat? Why do I have man boobs? Why can't I build muscle? Why do I have no energy? Why am I depressed? Why do I have all of these things? But most importantly, guys, like, I want to lose weight. How do I lose weight? Well, when I talk about testosterone and the benefits of testosterone, and if we start to focus on a lifestyle that is geared towards naturally increasing your testosterone, the byproduct is going to be weight loss. The byproduct is going to be lower belly fat. The byproduct is going to be more muscle. The byproduct is going to be more energy. The byproduct is going to be better sleep. The byproduct is going to be all of the benefits you're going to learn today. And it's very difficult for these guys to understand because it's not out there, right? Testosterone is villainized as something that only like big, huge bodybuilders or douchebags have, but it's not. It's our number one male hormone. And I cannot say this enough, that it is life or death, man. It's life or death. That's how I look at it. You know, if we're not focusing on not doing everything to naturally increase our T levels, it's life or death. We got to, man. We got to. And so that's what this series is all about. Just kind of giving you, oh, okay, aha moments, right? Aha moments. Oh, I didn't even realize that was going on. Because I had that happen to me when I was, you know, 40, when I was 39. But I'll talk about that because this episode is actually taken from my coaching call. Because sometimes I take coaching call, our coaching calls, weekly coaching calls, and turn them into podcast episodes because the information's great. The information's great. So why, you know, I'm just like, oh, let me just take this information and move it over, because so many of the guys on the call. And after they, you know, when I send out the replay, they love it. They're like, oh man, I didn't even realize that this was here. A lot of the newer guys, you know, I've got guys in my program for 2+ years, thousands, like 10,000 members in the brotherhood. It's crazy. So when I talk about this stuff, you know, I'm talking from proof. I'm talking from, obviously there's research and science behind it, but I see it every day. I literally see it every single day. Guys are coming back, hey, Funk, you know, my testosterone levels are from 350 to 750. And look at my body. Now I got abs. Now I'm stronger. Now I can keep up with my kids. Now I'm going to school, and now I'm going for my master's. Like now I don't have as much joint pain, like all of the benefits. And so one of the biggest things too that I want you guys who are listening right now to put into your calendar, November 17th. November 17th is going to be a monumental day in the world of men, because we know November is Movember. It's men's health, prostate cancer, etc. But we've got another day. November 17th is going to be Testosterone Awareness Day. Not sure if it's going to be national, global, international. It is global, national, and international, but I'm not sure what the brand is going to be. But I have declared November 17th through the national today, the declaration of Testosterone Awareness Day, which is going to be November 17th. This year's a Wednesday. Every November 17th is going to be Testosterone Awareness Day, the day that we get our testosterone levels checked, the day that we learn more about testosterone, the day that we celebrate our number one male hormone, the day that we educate everybody else around us that, hey, it's not bad to have high testosterone. It's not bad to keep our testosterone levels in the 600s and 800s when we're in our 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. It's not a negative thing. It's a positive thing. And we are in an epidemic of low testosterone levels across the board. And it's causing deaths, suicides, unhealthy people. And then now we have a pandemic on top of that. You know, so November 17th, put it in your calendar. That is the day that we will celebrate testosterone. And celebrate it as awareness, just like we shave our mustache or shave our facial hair for Movember. This is a good one. November 17th, brought to you by Funk Roberts Fitness, Funk Roberts and Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood. That's what that day's declared. But I want you to listen to this podcast because, like I said, we're going through the testosterone series, right? So last episode, if you didn't listen to the last episode, it was the science. This episode is going to be the benefits. What having testosterone, high testosterone, what it does for you, right? Learning that. And then we'll continue along that line. But remember, this is from my coaching call. So I've got people on the coaching call, Sunday morning coaching call. And I hope you guys enjoy this. Please like this, share this, five-star it, share it with people around you. Give us a big up, good comments, good big ups. Listen, I'm only here to share information, but again, I'm not diving deep. I'm not diving too deep. If you want deepness, go to over40alpha.com and join for $1. And I will help you transform your body, transform your health, and transform your life. Like I do 10,000 other men, over40alpha.com. But for now, listen to this podcast. I hope you enjoy it. I'm the Funkster. Enjoy the podcast. Very, very excited today because we are going to start talking a little bit more about testosterone, the benefits of testosterone. I think it's really important because as you may or may not know, the date keeps changing, but this is the final date. November the 17th will be the inaugural Testosterone Awareness Day, whether it's World Testosterone or Global Testosterone, but it is definitely going to be the day that is dedicated to awareness of the importance of testosterone for men and how not to demonize it anymore, but also to teach people and ourselves and other men how important it is and what's happening to our bodies. And so I'm really excited that we have that day, definitely sponsored by the Alpha Brotherhood and Funk Roberts Fitness. But, you guys are there's many of you in this program that are living proof of how when you live a specific, a healthy lifestyle that's dedicated to hormonal balance, man, it's life-changing. It's life-changing. You can still have the same levels that you did when you were in your 20s, and your late teens and your early 20s. Just by, understanding what you need to do, what you want to stay away from, and how to live a life that's going to keep you, in great shape. Even when you have ailments, even when you have little things that happen, you're still going to be able to recover quicker and just continue a better quality of life. So, over the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about testosterone a little bit more. And then, just doing a little Q&A. But first, let me... give everyone a shout out. Grant's in the house. Grant, by the way, Grant, we cannot see you, my brother. So do something about that, about that video. Brandon's in the house. Cecil, James, Victor, Juan, William, Nick, Dwight, Johan, Ed, Jeff, Andre, Rusty, Amrish, Tony, Antoine, Jesse, Chef Marcus, Jay, Dave, Anthony, Rob, Fred, Antoine, Mark, Dr. Steven. Good to see you all and great to have you on this call. And like I said before, today we're going to talk about the benefits of testosterone. So in my last podcast episode, I did actually talk about the signs of low testosterone, right? There are signs that generally you may not have all of them. You may have a few of them. You may have some of them, but those are telltale signs that, it's not aging, but it's low testosterone. And if you know or don't know, our testosterone levels naturally do decrease as we get older. So once we reach 30, it's naturally decreasing. But depending on how our lifestyle is, the type of foods we're eating, if we're exercising or not exercising, the foods that we're eating, if we're not getting enough sleep, the stress, all of these things that generally happen in our 30s, we have new families, we have a new career, all of those things. The health gets pushed aside for other things. And that also plays a massive part in, lowering your testosterone, increasing estrogen, increasing your cortisol, and just having this imbalance that causes havoc on your body. And then by the time you reach 40, or by the time you kind of, look in the mirror and you go, wait a minute, or you're starting to get injured, or, you go to the doctor and they tell you got high blood pressure or cholesterol or whatever. That's when you're like, wait a minute, what's going on? Is it because I'm getting older? What's happening here? Why are all these things happening? And truly it is a testosterone thing. Because once you do everything to naturally increase testosterone. And then if you still have those ailments for some reason, then yes, that there's must be some, there could be some medical, you know, back stuff going on. But generally speaking, 95% of low testosterone levels can be increased naturally, right? So that's, you know, and unfortunately, again, like I said, in that podcast, we're definitely in an epidemic of low testosterone across the board. So we have to make sure that we are doing the things we can to continuously live a lifestyle, which is not difficult, to keep our hormones at bay, but we're also helping the people around us, you know, as well, just educate. So one of the things that the reason why I really want to talk about the benefits of having high testosterone, or at least, you know, increasing testosterone, is because there is a disconnect between health. Like there's a disconnect between fat, like losing fat or getting healthy or building muscle, and testosterone. Because when I first started this program, I used to talk about testosterone, but most people coming in just wanted to lose fat. They wanted to lose weight. You know, they wanted to build muscle. And I'm like, okay, yes, I know you want to do that, but that has there's a relationship between testosterone and all of those things you want to do. If you increase your testosterone levels, the byproduct is going to be all of the other stuff that we're going to talk about, all of the things that you're looking for, lower fat mass, lower weight loss, better health, overall health, better libido, more energy, better sleep, all of those things. So there has to be that connection and understanding. And that it's just there's just unfortunately not a lot of information out there. Specifically, there's a lot of information out there, but not driven towards men. So let's first talk about testosterone itself again, and how it's created and how it's made, kind of like an overview of you know, testosterone. So basically what happens is there is a flow that happens, like, you know, that starts with the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus will send a message. Generally, the hypothalamus sends a message to your body to produce testosterone when there's not enough estrogen. And estrogen is a female hormone, and it is a sex hormone for us. Like, we do need a little bit of estrogen. But when we don't have enough estrogen, one of the things that our body will say is, hey, we gotta produce more testosterone, because testosterone will turn into estrogen. Like, testosterone can convert into estrogen. So the body, the mind, the hypothalamus, your brain is going to say, okay, let's go. Let's start sending that message. And generally testosterone is produced in the mornings. That's when it's highest, at night and in the mornings when we're sleeping. Okay. So again, it sends that signal. Then it starts to release gonadotropin releasing hormone, and it goes down into the pituitary glands. And once it hits the pituitary glands, it signals luteinizing hormone and follicle stimulating hormone. So these are just, you know, medical hormones, but these are hormones that start to get released. And these hormones will go all the way down to the testicles, the testes, hence testosterone, where it stimulates the laid egg cells to create and release testosterone. So testosterone, although it's created in the testicles, it starts up here, right? So the brain figures out what's going on with the body. And then it's like, okay, let's go. It's nighttime. We've got good sleep. We've got good deep sleep. We got good phase three sleep, which is a perfect time. We've got our cholesterol. Because remember, in order for that whole thing to even start, as soon as the luteinizing hormone and follicle stimulating hormone gets to the testicles, then it's there going, okay, where's our cholesterol? Where are you, buddy? Because we need you to stimulate the laid egg cells to create and release testosterone. So that's why I always say it's very important to have good cholesterol, because if they get there and there's no cholesterol, then you're all for naught. There's going to be no testosterone production, right? So it's very important that that happens. So that's kind of the flow. But also it's good to understand too that, like, not all the testosterone that is getting produced is available or bioavailable to the body, right? Actually, only 2% of that testosterone that is produced is actually free and bioavailable and active and can be used by the body, which is fine. That is fine, because that's what you need. But the other 98% is bound to other hormones that, even though they're, you know, floating around, they're not as available. That's why it's, you know, you can get your total testosterone levels checked, which is great because that's the first step, right? You get it checked. You may be at 100, you may be at 200. I mean, I remember when I was at 150, when I was 39 years old, and the doctor told me I had low testosterone, I was at 150, like it was so low. And that was just my lifestyle and everything else I was going on. And so, you know, I had to scramble to just increase my total testosterone. That was my number one thing. I didn't even know about free testosterone and bioavailable testosterone at that time. It was just, okay, I got to get the T levels up. But as your testosterone levels increase, you could still have like testosterone levels that are like 500, 600, but still not, your total testosterone is high, but your free testosterone may still be low. Okay. So, and so you just have to work on some things that will help get that testosterone bioavailable. So it could be some foods that you're eating or what have you. But generally speaking, you know, once your T levels increase, specifically if we've had low testosterone, you're going to feel better. You're going to get all of the benefits that I'm going to talk about of having high testosterone. But again, what happens is once you start getting to a level, then like of 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, then you're just like, okay, well, let's see what my testosterone, my T levels versus my estrogen levels are. Let's see what my free testosterone is. You know, you just kind of add another layer of testing. I try not to promote getting it all done at once. It's good to get your blood levels done, but like if you have testosterone levels at 150 or 200, or you have symptoms of low testosterone, the first step is just getting your general testosterone levels checked. That's step number one, because sometimes when you try to do all of the T levels, it just gets all the different tests. It can get overwhelming. And then you're just like, man, I don't know. I got this. My free is this. And my regular T is this. And my bioavailable is this. And my estradiol is this. And it can get very overwhelming and kind of set you back. So if you are feeling, if you haven't got your testosterone levels checked in the last 3 months, then November should be a time where you get them checked. Now, do remember, if you are doing the dumbbell challenge, your T levels will probably be a little bit lower than they were, you know, 90 days ago, just because, or the last time you got them checked, just because the workouts we're doing a lot of workouts over the week, and that kind of decreases your T levels. So just be aware of that. But it's always good to know where you're at. Not guessing. We're not guessing here. We want to see stats. We want to see where we're at so we know where we need to go. Right. And again, your T levels will fluctuate, right? You may go one day and it's 700, and the next 2 months later, it's like 650. And you're like, oh, what am I doing wrong? Well, there could be so many little factors in your life. But if you keep going 90 days, 90 days, 90 days, and it just keeps going down, 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 then you need to, oh, wait, what is happening? But if there's a little fluctuation between 50 and 100 points, that's not a big deal, because your testosterone levels can literally change 50 to 100 points over the day, because it's highest in the morning and it's lowest just before you go to bed. So it can change depending on what's going on in your life. You got a lot of stress. If you got a lot of high cortisol, if you're not eating the right foods, your T levels can definitely change. So don't get too overwhelmed, but it's always good to know where you're at. You want to strive. I always say strive 600 plus is what you should be striving for. 600, 800. I mean, 1,000's insane, but you know, you definitely want to get and maintain high testosterone levels. Because again, when I talk about the potential benefits and the benefits that you get, it will all make sense. So let's dive a little bit into some of the benefits of having high testosterone or increased testosterone. So again, we're doing this naturally, right? This is what this whole thing is about. It's natural. It's not going on testosterone replacement therapy. There's just so many negative factors that happen when you start taking that. But that's for another coaching call or another podcast. But let's talk about some of the benefits. So, you know, one of the biggest benefits you're going to get is increased energy and increased focus, right? So as your T levels go up, you know, your energy levels they come from your red blood cells, right? Your red blood cells. I don't know if you're not feeling really, you know, if you've been feeling fatigued or tired, one of the tests that your doctors will test is your red blood cells, right? Because they transport all the oxygen nutrients to throughout the bloodstream. And when you have high testosterone, it actually increases your red blood cell production, which will increase your energy levels, which also will help to, you know, transport all those nutrients and oxygen around the body. So you're just getting more red blood cells going, you're feeling energized, and you're able to do more things than you used to. So increase energy, increase focus. That's another thing. As we get older, we do lose our brain function. Sometimes, you know, we forget things, you know, where focus is a little bit, specifically now with phones and everything else, your focus really tends to be less, you know, you have less focus really. But when you can increase your T levels, you'll see that you'll have more focus, you'll have better energy, and you'll be able to do a lot more things better, be able to do things better. Next up is muscle mass and bone health, right? So let me flip to the bone health part, because osteoporosis has always been a, you know, touted as a female disease, right? Like only women get osteoporosis. We all get osteoporosis, and that, which is a degradation of your bones and bone health. And so specifically as we get older, but when you have more muscular strength, and stronger bones, then obviously it's great for us, because we do also naturally lose muscle, right, through sarcopenia. So increasing your testosterone, testosterone increases the production of proteins, which of course are the building blocks of our muscle. We need protein for building blocks of our muscle, building blocks of our bones, and of course the metabolic processes that go through the body. So as you increase your testosterone levels, you're going to increase the production of proteins, which we'll need, and will also decrease cortisol. Actually, it'll increase cortisol at the times that we need it. For instance, when we're working out, when we need to push more blood glucose to the muscles so that they can recover and grow. But of course, if you know that you have too high cortisol, right, too much stress, too much, chronic stress, you know, your things are going on in your life and you're just always like, then that's going to actually, you know, cause a shift, which will lower your testosterone levels. But again, higher testosterone levels definitely will decrease cortisol, and also manage it so that cortisol gets released when you need to, but it will also increase the production of the proteins that are needed for the body. So there, that's why, again, it's important that as you start to build, increase your T levels, you'll start to feel, it'll be a lot easier to build muscle. There's a lot of other things obviously with muscle building too, but that's, you know, one of those benefits. The other benefit of course is decreased fat mass, right? So when we first come into the program, the first thing I say to you guys, okay, month number one is our fat shred. We're just trying to focus on getting your body fat percentage down. I know a lot of people come in wanting to lose weight, but my focus is body fat percentage, because the lower your body fat percentage is, between 8 and 14, the more, the more efficient your testosterone production is going to be. So you want to get to 15, below 15, but higher than 8, because if you go below 8, like 7, 6, what have you, then that'll actually have a negative effect on your testosterone levels. That's why you don't see a lot of people, walking around at 7% all the time. Maybe if you have a shoot, or if you're a bodybuilder and you're on stage, but that's for another conversation. So, the fat mass, obviously there's a lot, insulin resistance has a lot to do with added fat, right? You become insulin resistant when your T levels are out of whack, but also obviously with the foods you eat or the foods you don't eat, and then that'll actually lead to a lack of energy, a lack of fatigue, excess carb storage, and carb cravings when you're insulin resistant, and all of that leads to fat storage. But when you increase your testosterone, you can literally turn the tables on that and start melting that fat and actually managing your insulin levels, right? Again, all of this, when people come in or when sometimes when you're in the program and you can't lose that fat, or you're just like, I want to lose weight, you know, a lot of that's due to your insulin resistance of the foods that you're not eating, the foods you're eating, you're not working out, not exercising, always eating those, you know, having cravings for simple carbs, right? The bad carbs, the sugar carbs, the carbs that cause fat storage. So again, increasing your testosterone levels will definitely help with decreasing fat mass. And then, of course, increasing testosterone is going to help with all around diseases, the cardiovascular disease, prostate cancer, all of those, high blood pressure, chronic diseases and chronic things that we suffer from, diabetes, pre-diabetes, type 2 diabetes, right? Once you start living a life that's based on increasing your T levels, you're going to start to see all of those things, your high blood pressure, your, chronic fatigue, your pre-diabetes or type 2 diabetes, et cetera, start to get reversed. It's incredible. And a lot of that has to do with your testosterone levels. Specifically now when type 2 diabetes is again at a high point, just living your lifestyle that will help naturally increase your testosterone levels will start to help decrease all of those chronic diseases and manage those chronic diseases as well. One of the biggest things, of course, when you increase your testosterone levels is your libido, right? Massive correlation between testosterone and your libido. It just makes sense. It's testosterone's developed their testes. So it only makes sense. Things like, more libido than erectile dysfunction. But of course, that does have, it does play a little bit, testosterone levels, high testosterone levels do play a little bit in erectile dysfunction, but that's still a little blurry in regards to research behind that. But the libido definitely, the libido definitely will increase sexual health, sexual performance, and just feeling more manly when your T levels increase. I mean, for me, that was huge for me because that was one of the biggest things that I lost when I had low testosterone. It was my sex drive was gone. Like it was totally gone. And I had to mask it by, doing drugs, partying, going, to strip joints and doing crazy things, thinking that that's going to help it, but not at all. Watching pornography, like all of these things that just continue to decrease and mask something that was literally due to my T levels. And once I started to flip that script, it was totally a complete different story. Waking up with the morning wood, feeling healthy, and my libido was there, and it was just, man, and not needing to do all the debauchery that was going on, and realizing that is what was actually increasing the decrease in my libido. So, that's huge, specifically for those of us who are married or have girlfriends or significant others. Man, they see that and you feel it, and it just decreases your manhood. So that alone will help mentally and emotionally as well. Less joint pain and decreased risk of osteoporosis. We did talk about that. We talked about the osteoporosis, but definitely joint pain. Now, if you have specific ailments, then yeah, of course, you're going to have those ailments. But general joint pain, once you start to increase your testosterone levels, once you start to, again, decrease inflammation, you're going to feel better. Your joints are going to feel better. You're not going to be waking up sore, not sore, but like, oh, my joints, my elbow, my wrist, all my joints feel, feel heavy. Again, testosterone definitely helps with reducing that. Depression. So no more depression or mood swings or less anxiety. So I'm not going to say no more depression because there's a lot of things that lead to depression. But one of the biggest things that do lead to depression is when you have low testosterone, you don't have drive, you don't have confidence, you are more depressed, you are more sad, your mood swings are all over the place, you have more anxiety. And a lot of that, if you can start to, listen, not saying that just increasing your testosterone level is going to completely get rid of that, but when you start living a healthy lifestyle that helps with naturally increasing your testosterone levels, getting more energy, having more confidence, having more drive, all of that can start to give you a better sense of a better life, right? Oh, wow, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And maybe if the depression or mental health that you may have is due to a specific something that's happened in the past or something that just happened, then now you're better equipped to deal with that, right? You're better equipped to deal with that. Yeah. So that, I mean, man, I've seen it in this program. I've seen people who were on, who were taking prescription drugs for their mental health issues, anxiety, what have you, and literally their doctor takes them off of it, right? They still have to monitor, but their doctor takes them off of it. Why? Because they just have a better sense of life, a better feel for life. They're more energized. And like I say, more confidence, less depression. I was deep in depression. Deep, man. Super deep. And my mood swings were all over the place. It was a really dark moment. Now, of course, adding drugs and partying doesn't help, but you know, it wasn't a very good time in my life when I was 39. And again, it was six months. It was that whole thing turned around in 6 months. I started training differently, eating differently, researching a shit ton about testosterone, and really just completely turning my life around and really just being obsessed with naturally increasing my testosterone. That's literally what I did. I was so obsessed with that. I remember I was living in my parents' house at the time. And I remember I would just work out in the garage, go to work. And just all I did was focus on staying away from the foods that would cause, estrogen increase and kill T levels. I was just so obsessed. And within six months, my body completely changed. I was lean. I had abs for the first time. And and then I started doing things that I didn't think I would be able to do, like going to Thailand. I said, okay, I'm going to go to Thailand now and train Muay Thai at 40 years old. You know, I'm going to, you know, get my strength and conditioning for MMA certification. I'm going to, like, I started doing tons of things in my 40s. Like my 40s definitely were the best. Have been the best. You know, I got married. I started my own businesses. I traveled all over the world, started working for the UFC, put my son, paid for my son's college, like things that no way if I was 39, I would think that would ever happen. I thought I was going to be living in my mom's parents' basement for the rest of my life. It was insane. You know, it was crazy. Like, but within 6 months, it was like, all right, let's do this, man. Like, what's going on here? Your eyes open up. You're like, where am I right now? Why am I sitting in my parents' basement? What just happened? Your eyes open up, and it's incredible. I see it a lot. I see it a lot in the pro and with you guys. Like, I see you guys doing things that, okay, now I'm going to get my master's, or I'm going to go back to school, or I'm going to build a freaking deck, or I'm going to, play more with my kids. Whatever it is, it's amazing. And also, increasing your T levels are definitely going to help with decreased inflammation, lowering your cholesterol, your bad cholesterol. Because remember, when you're focusing on a lifestyle, eating foods that'll help with your testosterone levels, you're eating good salt, good cholesterol, right? You're not eating the bad cholesterol. You're not eating the bad fat. You're eating good, healthy fats that are going to increase your T levels, help with production of testosterone. So, there's other positive benefits that happen when you focus on living a lifestyle that naturally increases your testosterone levels. But those alone, the better energy and focus, more energy you have, the more you're going to do, the more focused you are, the more productive you're going to be at work, with your family, in life, in general, as a person, as a man, you know what I mean? Like, you're just going to be a better man. Your mood's going to be much better, right? You're not going to have these mood swings. You're going to be able to deal with, stress better, right? You're going to be able to deal with things much better, or you're not going to cower towards it. Oh man, I can't deal with this. Or you're not going to be anxious. You're going to have that energy to go, okay, let's do this. Like, I'm ready to tackle this, whether, it takes months or years or days, whatever. I'm ready to do this. Increase muscle mass. Of course, you guys know with sarcopenia, we do need to build muscle. So increase muscle mass, increase bone health, decrease fat mass. Again, a lot of guys come in the program wanting to lose weight, and we definitely need to lose that belly fat, because when you have belly fat, that means you have too much estrogen. That's bottom line. That's like the number one indicator of increased estrogen. And of course, 40% men these days have 40% more estrogen than they did, 30 years ago. And, 20%. less testosterone. Like our testosterone levels are 20% lower than they were 30 years ago. And our estrogen levels are 40% higher across the board, not even just men over 40. This is across the board. And I see it. I see it out there when I'm out there. I see it when I watch The Bachelorette with Angela. Don't ask me why I watch that. But we watch it just to have a good time and cut everyone up. But I do see those guys on that show. And it's just like, ooh. We need to educate these brothers. Anyways, but you know, your libido is going to be better. So that relationship with your fam, with your wife or your girlfriend or your significant other is just going to get healthier. You know, the way they look at you is going to change. You know, your risk of getting all of these chronic diseases that most of our friends have or most of us have had in the past are going to decrease. Less joint pain, you know, just better mood, better. You're just becoming more of a man, the man that you were supposed to be. That's literally what it is. And, you know, that's those are the benefits. And that's why we need to focus on testosterone. I can see you guys with all your foolishness of urgent constantly. Let's go. I have this urgent to constantly. Let's go. Does this? Yes, that definitely does mean you have high cholesterol. As soon as you say, let's go. We have to say it the right way. So there you go. So that's it, man. That's it. So over the next couple of weeks, we're going to continue to break down, you know, some of the hormones that kill your testosterone again. And listen, for some of you, you've probably heard this a million times, but I'm a big proponent of repetition, right? Repetition. Same thing over and over again, doing the same things over and over again, so that it becomes, it literally just becomes second nature, right? That's it. So hearing the same things over and over again, you know, sometimes it you forget, or sometimes it just, oh yeah. So I remember that. Or it also keeps you on point, keeps you accountable. Oh yeah. That's right. I got to keep that estrogen. I got to get rid of the soy out of my, you know, Or I gotta, you know, eat more of, you know, this food because it has, you know, magnesium or boron or whatever it is. So we're gonna talk about the hormones next week. We're gonna talk about how to boost your testosterone levels naturally, and we're gonna talk about the foods that kill and the foods that boost your testosterone. And hopefully by that time we'll hit, you know, National Testosterone Day, and you know, it's just gonna be a great. I don't know. I'm just really excited about this day because I'm excited to spread the love of testosterone, and that it's not a negative, that's not a negative word, and that it's not, it is cool to have too much testosterone, and such. So yeah, that's it. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts. Former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author. Bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.